This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economy is showing signs of a slowdown, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Job growth in the state is still in positive territory, but only 1.5% year over year, according to the latest indicators report from CU's Lead School of Business. That's significantly lower than this time last year. Retail sales have also declined from their fast pace of growth last year, says Richard Wobbekind, economist at CU.
So you see these signs of it's a good environment, but it's a slowing environment.
Inflation in Colorado remains higher than the national average at over 5% in Metro Denver, which is hurting many residents' abilities to save and invest. But overall, economists' worries of a major recession in the state have yet to materialize. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The State Patrol is reminding motorcyclists to slow down, follow traffic rules, and drive safely. The message comes as 36 people have died so far this year in motorcycle crashes. The State Patrol says speed and lane violations are two of the top causes for motorcycle crashes. Last year, El Paso County had the most motorcycle deaths, with 25. Jefferson County had 19. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library in Denver reopened this weekend after a year of renovations. It's one of five research libraries in the U.S. focusing on collecting and preserving African American history and culture. The space opened in 2003 in Denver's Five Points neighborhood. Jamika Lewis is the branch supervisor.
When I first met with the architect, I said, this renovation has to represent blackness with intention, and that's what we really wanted to accomplish.
There's a new reading space, new study rooms, and a space for teenagers. Cherry Hills Country Club in suburban Denver is hosting the U.S. Amateur Golf Tournament Championship this week. Dating back to 1894, it's the oldest of the U.S. Golf Association's 15 national championships. Previous winners include Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and Arnold Palmer. Nine Coloradans are included in the 312-player field. This is CPR News.